Thanks a lot for calling. This is Thomas Mark. How can I help you?
Yes, Thomas. This is Lawrence Carroll. I'm really looking for Christopher in Billing. I don't know if he's in Northern California or if he's on the East Coast or where.
Hey, Lawrence, how are you?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, how are you?
Oh, is this Christopher?
No, this is not Christopher. This is Thomas. I'm just asking you that.
Thomas, well, you're asking me how I am. Well, I'm not so good when I found out that I received another notice from my bank, U.S. Bank, that my provisional credit, which they gave me already going on 3 weeks ago to cover the fact that Christopher said he was returning my $494 or whatever, $43, and then there was $250 charges, totaling five extra, just a little under $500 on the deal that I did with, goodness gracious, one of your main sales rep. I can't think of his name all of a sudden, but any of that, I got a
did
special.
You get any? Did you get
any money from your company returned to the credit card? That's what I'm calling about. And now they want me to fill out more paperwork for the dispute, and they're going to be the ones to go after you unless you guys can explain what happened to what was just going to be three or four or five more days, and it should have been back on my card all the way back around Thanksgiving time. Here we are, 12 days into December.
Yeah, it's
so
Christmas time.
So it never got returned. And they just had the provisional coverage there right up till just yesterday and then sent me a notice that it was being removed and that I would have to fill out some paperwork, of which I had the paperwork, but I threw it all out thinking you guys, I didn't have to anymore because I every day I checked, it looked like my full amount in my account was still there.
Oh.
And so either the provisional was working or you guys had sent the money, but there was never any break, and it was there longer than I ever saw provisional money left on an account that was returned.
Well,
so it surprised me when they said, it was just taken off. Yes, sometimes we do give a little longer time for the company to remit the refund.
Well, as far as I know,
from the very beginning, and you guys fired that guy. That guy, what was his name? Foster, Daniel Foster, and you fired that poor kid. He was begging me to let me do the work, but it had been 2 weeks. I'd been waiting for him to call me back.
Daniel
Foster, never even called me back.
We didn't fire that. Well, fire him. He's suspended. He'll be back, I'm sure.
Oh, so you just suspended him. Oh, well, that's better. I thought that was a harsh. I wanted to see if you'd find me somebody else that would do the job, that didn't have so many personal issues in his life that, he couldn't even return a phone call two or three times in the same week. So
Let me see if somebody is available from the billing. But as far as I know, the money was already sent back to you, but still, if there's any problem.
You've got to double check on what card or make sure the data is correct because it never got to the U.S. bank.
Yeah, let me check that out real quick if somebody's available from the billing. But I'm sure Christopher is not going to help you out in this. Only billing can help you out with this. Let me see if somebody's
there. He was just that Christopher was the one that I caught him like he was on his way to work at like 7 in the morning. I don't know,
so,
Eastern time.
Yeah, Christopher is here.
Western,
let me go ahead and transfer you over to him. All right. Thank you.
Who now?
I said Christopher is here.
Oh, you're
going
to transfer me to Christopher now. Okay.
Yeah,
he was the one that sold me the whole deal to begin with.
Sure.
50-70% off. It was a great deal. I didn't want to throw it away, I didn't want to be, just kind of left hanging all week long for 2 weeks. Took him a week just to get me the login to go get that form. And I thought that was ridiculously slowed down to a call. So as soon as I got the form, I filled it out. He had it the next Monday morning. I filled it out on the Friday, and bingo, I had him for 5 minutes, 2 seconds on the phone. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now. I'm on a call. I'll call you right back in 10 minutes. I never heard from him at all. So that's why he's suspended. I mean, he never called me back, and that was pretty poor business acumen, if you ask me. You're supposed to stay in touch with your client. That's all I'm saying. And so that's why I didn't want to work with him anymore. But, I did cross my mind you guys should have found me somebody else. We were ready to work, and I'm ready to have you guys take control of my computer even to this day. But, you know, so far they say you haven't sent it. So if you say you thought it was, I know I talked to you once or twice, and I did talk to Christopher the last time I called in, you know, over 2 weeks ago. And he said, oh, it'll just be a couple more days, it should be in after